Hey everybody, Jason Lawrence here with the Selling New Construction Homes and Real Estate Podcast. Thanks for joining, and today we're going to talk about setting expectations. So why are expectations so important? Well, it pretty much sets how the final destination of your entire experience is going to go with your client. For example, you meet with somebody. Everything's going well. They're good with everything, good with the pricing, ready to get started right away. And of course, they want to know, well, when would my house be completed? When would you start construction? Now, I could just say, you know, well, once you close on your construction loan, we can get started right away. I could just say that, but that wouldn't entirely be true. There are other things that come into play. And what I mean by that is there are items like permits, ACC approval, things of that nature, which can delay the start of the building process. So getting the permit is one thing, but maybe it takes a month for the subdivision you're building in to get the approved plan back to you, and you can't start until that happens. You want to be realistic with the dates that you're giving people. If you tell somebody, oh, you'll be in your house 6 months from now, and you really should have told them, you know, give us 8 months for this, 6 months down the road, while the home's under construction and it's not close to being completed, there's going to be an issue. If you told them, you know, if you give us 8 months, that would be a realistic timetable, and 7 months down the road, when their home is ready to be completed, it's now being completed, and now they're looking at you like you're a hero. You finished their house a month ahead of schedule, and that never happens. Builders never finish homes ahead of schedule. So if you know that it takes 6 months for your company to build a home, and some homes may take longer than others, but let's just say it's one of those homes where 6 months is the average build time, tell the customer seven. Give yourself a little extra breathing room, and that way when it's done in six, they are going to be so incredibly happy with you. They're going to just praise your name and your company. It's going to be a huge thing. One of the other things that I sometimes run into problems with is, when are we starting? So once somebody finally commits to building with you, that's their number one thing. That's the number one thing on their mind. How soon can we start? And this kind of depends on a lot of circumstances. Number one, how long is their lender going to take to close them on their construction loan? Number two, are they in the village of Caledonia or the village of Mount Pleasant? Because the village of Caledonia takes at least 2 weeks to turn over a building permit from the time you submit. And the village of Mount Pleasant takes about 3 days. Is there an architectural control committee for the neighborhood you're building in that needs to approve the plan? There's all these variables that go into when we can actually start building the home. And on top of all of those, the other one is, what does your builder's schedule look like? How many digs are already in front of this particular client? Because if you've got, you know, six houses in front of this client's, and they're going to be, you know, let's say the builder is doing three holes a month. That's 2 months right there before your client's home can even get started. So I would say the bottom line is, talk to your sales manager, talk to the owner, talk to whoever you communicate with at your building company, and have them give you the timetable in which the client's home can be started. But then when they do ask about the actual build time, let them know, you know, tell them a month more than what you know it's going to take. And again, people will be very, very happy with that. Now, above and beyond just starting the home and when they're going to move in, there's all kinds of timetables that need to be followed and all types of expectations that a potential client has. You know, number one, your first meeting with somebody right off the bat, you meet with them and they are very anxious to know how much it's going to cost to build the home that they want to build. So you've had the meeting with them. You've gathered all of the information that you need to. You're either going to be the one putting the pricing together, or maybe you've got an estimating department that's going to do that. Either way, again, give yourself some additional time above and beyond what it actually takes. Because more times than not, you're going to need that extra time. Things are extremely busy in the building industry right now. So your estimating department, who may have been able to turn around pricing to you within 3 days, is now taking a week and a half. So make sure you know what those timetables are. Make sure you're setting real expectations. It's so important with how things are going to go, because say all in all, from the time somebody walks in the door, that first meeting that you have somebody, to the time that they move into their house, say that that timetable, that entire timetable is 1 year. Well, they move in at the end of that 1 year. They've got nothing but great things to say about you, the builder, how everything went. It was a great experience because you told them from day one. You gave them realistic timetables. You know, it's going to take me 2 weeks to get the pricing back to you. That way, when you get it back to them in a week and a half, you're ahead of schedule. They like that. You're on time. You're early. That starts building trust, and that starts giving you the heads up over the other builder that they're talking with. Then the next little timetable, the next hurdle, is you're ready to start with plans. Okay, people are super excited to see what their floor plan is going to look like. So you've done the pricing, now you've submitted notes to your draftsman, and your draftsman may be able to turn around plans to you within a week. It may be 2 weeks, it may be 3 weeks. So give yourself some time there. But I guess what I'm getting at is you've got one couple that moves into their house. They're so happy. Everything went according to schedule. They love you. They love the builder. They love the whole process. And then you've got another couple that just moved into their home, and their whole process took a year as well. So both couples, the whole process took 1 year. The other couple that moved in, they're pissed. They are angry. And why are they angry? Because everything took longer than what they were told. They were told from the beginning, from that first meeting, that they were going to have pricing back within a week, and it ended up being 2 weeks. And then they were told that they were going to have their blueprint back in 2 weeks, and it ended up being 3 weeks. Then they were told that their build time was going to take 6 months, which is a standard build time, but we had a horrible winter, and that delayed things above and beyond the norm. So their build time took 6.5 months. So now they're moving into their home, and again, their whole process took a year as well, and they are not happy because everything was behind schedule. So you've got two people that say they moved into the exact same quality home, they paid the same for their homes, but one couple was told something different in the beginning than the other couple. It's the simplest little thing. It's just the simple little words that come out of your mouth in the very beginning of the process can set the tone and set the expectations for the entire build process. So do yourself a favor and give yourself time and be on time or be early and earn huge points as compared to always being behind the eight ball because you want to aim to please in the beginning. And you'd be surprised. People just want honest answers. You don't necessarily need to tell somebody that, oh, we can build your house in 6 months from start to finish to get the sale. If you tell somebody, realistically, it's going to take 7 months to build this house from start to finish, they are not, if everything has gone smoothly up until then, they're happy that you're giving them an honest and realistic answer, and they're not going to walk away for 1 month. And if they do, they're not your people. You wouldn't have wanted to build for them anyways. If they're in that much of a hurry to compromise everything that they've worked out with you so far to save a month, well, that's just not rational thinking. Unless there's some excruciating circumstances, they're not your people. So it's all about setting the expectations. And this holds true to everything in life. I mean, right now, for example, I'm on my way home. It's 5 o'clock. When I left the house today, I told my wife that I would be home at 5 o'clock. I didn't have any appointments. Said I'd be home at 5. I should have told her that I would be home at 5:30. I was aiming to try and please right off the bat in the beginning. And really, if I would have told her 5:30, she probably wouldn't have cared one way or another. Whether it was 5 or 5:30, what difference does a half hour make when you've been watching a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old all day? It's been a long, hard day. A half hour, she's not really going to notice. But if I would have told her 5:30 off the bat, I would have been home early because it's 5 o'clock now. I'm about 12 minutes away from home. So instead of being early, now I'm going to be 12 minutes late. So it's just the simple little, think about that and start practicing it, because all things are habits. All sales skills are habits that you have to get yourself into the habit of doing, and then they become you. So get to the point where somebody asks you something and pad some time onto it. That way you leave yourself room for mistake. You leave yourself extra time if there's traffic, this, that, or the other. It just, it's going to work out nicely for you. So that is one of the sales skills that I would recommend sharpening and practicing, setting those expectations. And try it in everyday life with all of the little things, from what you're telling your kids, or what you're telling your wife as far as what time you're going to be home, or you're doing the budget and you want to, or you know, we're looking at making some type of a purchase as a family. Well, when are we able to do this? Well, I'm thinking we should be able to do this in 2 weeks. And I know in my head that's going to be tight, but I'm aiming to please right off the bat. I should just say, you know what, we should be in position to do this in about a month. And then if we can do it in 2 weeks, great. If we do it in 3 weeks, still great, because it's, you know, less time than I originally told her, even if it's a day before that. But otherwise, the other scenario is, okay, now it's been 2 weeks. We can't still go out there and make that family purchase like we wanted to, and now the heat's on. So try this in everyday life. Practice this in all facets of your life, but it is a huge sales skill. That's what I got for today. Thank you so much for joining. Please review me. Leave me a comment. I'd love to help if you're in real estate, new home sales, construction. That's what I'm here for. Thanks for your time. This is Jason Lawrence with the Selling New Construction and Real Estate Podcast. Thanks for your time. Enjoy the rest of this beautiful day. At least it's beautiful here for me, April 24th in the state of Wisconsin, 2018. Thank you. I'm out.